This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Until the last person votes, because I believe in a better America and a brighter future for our kids. Nothing good in life comes easy. I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name-calling, because the only way you get to the blessing is by going through the pain. Dropping out would be the easy route. I've never taken the easy route.
That was Nikki Haley quitting. Because the minute a politician says, I refuse to do it, well, they just did it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Nikki Haley was interviewed by Jake Tapper, and she was very cocky about her chances. Jake Tapper's like, look, you've got no shot. What's going to happen when you lose? Notice what Nikki Haley said in that exchange. After South Carolina on Saturday, it'll be Sunday. And on Sunday, I will have gotten my butt kicked. But even with that, I refuse to quit. It doesn't matter that I lost in New Hampshire, in Iowa, and wasn't even on the ballot enough to win against undecided in Nevada. And I'm going to lose in my home state. And then Super Tuesday would come up and I would look like an idiot. And of course, I have no shot whatsoever. People universally despise me. But I refuse to quit. Because quitters quit. And I'm not a quitter. Oh, my goodness. These politicians, you know, look, I think the most novel thing you can be in politics is somebody that just says what you mean. And when they bring it back, well, you implied this. No, you implied that. I said what I said. You can imply whatever you want. I said what I said. You want clarification, ask me. But don't try to make up stuff. Next question. You know what I mean? What's so bad about having people who are willing to just tell you what's on their mind? Goodness gracious, isn't that refreshing? I get, look, we've been coddled a lot in growing up. Don't say this, and no, don't let him know that. And don't bring up the big zit on his face. That's, what do your friends do? Your friends bring up all your little peccadilloes. The people who know you the best are the ones you're closest to. It's like politicians say, I will never let you see who I really am. Let's get that Jake Tapper clip where Nikki Haley says, I can beat Donald Trump. But she didn't say that in that clip we just played, did she? She knows she's getting her butt kicked.
So obviously you're running in South Carolina and you've told me that you plan to be around. Well, obviously you want to be the nominee and then the president, but you're going to be around at least until Super Tuesday. If the unthinkable happens in your view and you do not win, will it be difficult to support Trump as the Republican Party's nominee, given what you think about him, quite obviously?
Well, first, I think that you need to know that I am going to beat President Trump, but you should ask him if it'll be difficult for him to support me.
Well, I would, but he doesn't do interviews with anybody who's not friendly and, you know, on the program with him. And he's already made it clear that he does. I mean, he didn't sign the GOP pledge in 2016, I don't think, and he's certainly not signing it now. So I'm sure he would say no. But I guess are you not going to commit to voting for him if he becomes the nominee?
Well, what I'm saying, well, I said from the very beginning when there were 14 candidates on the stage that any one of the 14 would be better than Joe Biden. Right now, you see what's happening with Joe Biden. I think for the good of the country, the Democrats need to find a new candidate. They know that. Everybody knows that. And I think there's a time, I don't think that Joe Biden's going to end up being the nominee. I think that there is a time that's got to turn over. And the party that gets rid of their 80-year-old candidate is the party that will win.
I got to tell you, I said this before, if Nikki Haley do some stroke of, I don't know, apocalypse, were to win the nomination, I wouldn't vote for her. I don't think there's a candidate I've seen. And there have been some people that we don't like. Lindsey Graham, as an example. Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's one I would put up there with Nikki Haley. I would never vote for Mitt Romney again. He is now universally despised. Same thing is happening to Nikki Haley. How can you take a career that was built on solid ground? You know, governor of a southern state. She didn't do it right, but okay, whatever. It's appointed to the UN, raises her stature immensely by Donald Trump. I want you to think for a second what Nikki Haley's future would have been if she just bided her time. If she backed Donald Trump. My suspicion is, and I wrote about this years ago, I said Nikki Haley probably would have been Trump's VP. It would have put her career on steroids. Whoever talked her into doing this from a career perspective really didn't like Nikki Haley much. I can tell you this, though. Most of the people, and this is the point I was going to make earlier, most people I know, they can't stand her. I'm telling you, the level of vitriol against a Republican, so-called Republican candidate has not been higher than with Mitt Romney. And I think it's higher than that of Mitt Romney. She did herself no favors. Her political career has been kicked. No, her political career is over as a conservative or a Republican. It's over. Ted Cruz did some bad things at the end when Kasich was hanging around, and they were all thinking, you know, there was going to be some constitutional challenge to Trump being able to get the nomination. And he almost ruined his career. And then he switched up and went, you know what? I'm gonna toe the line. DeSantis got very close this time. And then he decided, you know what? I'd like to have a career beyond this. The lingering ideas around Trumpism will never go away. And Nikki Haley seems to think that this is a fad, some sort of passing fad. She's done. And I'm glad she's done. I am so sick of the Republicans that act like her. I've intentionally not talked about Nikki Haley. I don't think she's a factor. I think Trump needs to not even acknowledge that she's in the race. Ignore her. That is the best possible thing we can do for our party. So I'm going to start myself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to say for the record, this is the last thing I say about Nikki Haley until I talk about her when she quits. I already told you in the previous segment, she announced that she's going to quit by being defiant, saying she'll go to the end. Let me tell you what she'll go to the end of. She'll go to the end of her money. Correction. She'll go to the end of other people's money. Then she'll quit. Because she's not going to use a dime of her money. And if she's waiting on Trump to get indicted or whatever else, good luck with that strategy. But here's what the last clip I'm going to play about Nikki Haley, and I'm not going to talk about her in terms of her candidacy because she doesn't have one. Kevin Jackson, by the way, folks, is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. We are proud Trump supporters. We've made gear to say that. I ordered every single thing on our in our store. I did. I will be wearing these and making videos to prove to you guys, not only do I wear it out. I wear it when I'm golfing. I wear it when I'm shopping. I will wear my gear everywhere. And I'm going to hand out cards to people to say, you can buy this gear here. That's how much I believe in it. Because we have between now and November to make sure that people know we're willing to get out there and put our butts on the line and be for the person that we believe is a champion of the American people, willing to convey our message. I do it every single day. I quit a solid six-figure engagement in order to prove it. I do it every day. Melissa and I have invested a fortune in this. We've given our fortune to this. I'm not lying. And I don't have any regrets. I could be doing something much better for my family, making lots of money. Man, I would be like freaking, what's his name, gallivanting around the world, eating exotic foods and then letting you guys see all the great stuff that I'm doing. I'd be living like a rapper if I decided to do something different. This is important. This election is important. What you say and how you say it is going to matter. And you better get away from, well, I don't want to lose any friends or I don't want to make my family members mad. They don't seem to care about making you mad. They don't seem to care that there's a demented clown in the White House and that there are people who actually want to keep him there. There are people tormenting Donald Trump with nonsense. Anything you say that counters their nonsense and they double down. They have a guy who is he's physically incapable, but he's certainly mentally incapable of being president, and they do not care. They say, for the greater good, we can't let the good guy, the guy that actually got people back in, you know, paying their bills and feeling good about themselves and feeling good about the country, we can't dare let him back in. There was an exchange. I'm going to play this Nikki Haley clip, but I do want to play this exchange. This is a guy who actually... He dismisses what the girl is saying, this reporter. She doesn't even, like, fight back. It amazes me how she just dismisses it. But this is Biden's campaign manager talking about Trump's 91 indictments and trying to dismiss that Joe is old and that he has actually committed crimes on the classified documents deal.
Unlike President Trump, which has 91 felony counts pending against him, and by the way, in over all the depositions that President Trump has taken in those cases, it says he doesn't remember or doesn't know over 1,000 times. So this swooning over whether or not the president remembered the year that his son died and therefore is not fit to be president is just really sad and below the belt and unnecessary.
Well, just to be very clear, the report didn't say he wasn't engaged in any wrongdoing. In fact, it was quite firm in the fact that he mishandled classified documents. He just wasn't indicted and criminally charged. But let me follow up with you. The documents found in the president's
I'm not gonna accept that premise. In an investigation, a special counsel determines based on the facts and the law about whether somebody engaged in criminal wrongdoing. And he found out that the president did. As a matter of fact, he's the only special counsel that's been engaged in this kind of activity that had to say that he could not indict somebody. And that is a fact. And so that's the big takeaway from this report from a legal perspective.
From a legal perspective, that is absolutely right. He said he was not going to indict
him.
Let me, though, ask this question.
Because he didn't have the law and the facts to do it.
Right. Well, right. But he did say that classified documents were mishandled, and he said that national security could have been jeopardized. But let me ask you this, because
But, Kristen, he didn't say national security. No, ma'am. I'm sorry. He didn't say national security was compromised, and you just heard from the Secretary of Homeland Security. But it was not. And the facts and the law suggested that the president was not engaged in criminal activity. do be distinguished between the former president, who right now has 91 felony counts pending against him in four different cases. So let's just keep the facts right, and let's not make false comparisons between the two, which unfortunately people do a lot of these days.
That fool was a blatant liar. Exactly what that was on MSNBC. And she's trying to bring it up. In her defense, she's trying and she's reinstating. Nope, this is not the case. This is what he said. No, it's not the way it reads. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Joe Biden's not old and decrepit. And no, he didn't do anything illegal. He did exactly what the guy said. That special counsel said, you know what? We know he's guilty. We know he's done some stuff. We can't prove what he did with the documents, but we know that, by the way, you don't have to prove that what the intent was with those documents. If you even have them, you should be in prison. And that guy said nothing. But that's not the gist of what I want to talk about. I want to play this clip. This is Frank Luntz, and here's what he says about Nikki Haley's so-called campaign. And Frank Luntz, by the way, just so you guys know, that dude is the biggest leftist on the planet. Don't believe he's, you know, his polling is meant to be, oh, down the road and get answers. This guy shapes public opinion with his polls. But here's what he says about Nikki Haley.
When she says, Frank, that she's going to stay in until the last vote is counted, how much of that calculation is about just staying in the race to be a failsafe if something were to happen and Trump gets convicted of a crime?
There are a lot of people who think that's the reason, and I know that Nikki Haley has future ambitions, and I think that I think that she may be hurting herself. Now, make no mistake, there are significant forces just outside the mainstream of the GOP that does not want Trump and is looking for an alternative. But I, as a pollster who's been doing this now for more than three decades, I see no evidence whatsoever that Nikki Haley is going to be a significant force in the 2024 election. Super Tuesday, all these states are up. I don't think she wins a single one of them.
And her campaign has notably not really explained what the path even looks like to win even a single state in these upcoming races.
Welcome back, everybody. Why is she in it? There you go. There's no reason for Nikki Haley to be in it. And as I said, Nikki Haley will be done. She's already announced it. But she will be officially done when the other people's money that is backing her campaign runs out. What bugs me most about this is that, and it doesn't hurt the party, people are smart enough to realize this, but what bugs me about it is Nikki Haley is playing into the leftist games, and it makes no sense.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A United Airlines flight from Newark, New Jersey to L.A. forced to land at Chicago's O'Hare Airport because of a bomb threat. Police boarded the plane, searched all carry-ons after passengers were off the aircraft. The scene was cleared and the plane resumed its flight to L.A. No bomb was found. Former President Donald Trump's town hall event with Laura Ingraham of Fox News was the highest rated cable newscast on Tuesday, reaching more than 3.2 million, according to the network. If you're struggling with your cell phone service, you're not alone. A cellular outage on Thursday hit thousands of AT&T users in the U.S., disrupting calls and text messages as well as emergency services. If you're a user of Verizon, T-Mobile, or U.S. Cellular, they also reported some disruptions, but not nearly as widespread as AT&T. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Today, we're taking a stand against woke nonsense. But frankly, started as a fad among a few grad students, has seeped down into corporations, the healthcare industry, and increasingly state government. It's demeaning to women, and it needs to stop. In a moment, I'll sign an executive order banning a number of all sorts of ridiculous words from state government documents. Those include words like pregnant people, laboring person, birth giver, and several other nonsense terms that have cropped up in recent years. Some on the left will accuse us of being nitpicky, that Arkansas should just lay down and accept the cultural revolution without complaint. I say it's the exact opposite. It's the left that decided that woman is a dirty word. It's the left that decided we needed to toss out basic biology and basic grammar along with it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen that listen to the Kevin Jackson Network. Hello, how are you? I just said a controversial term, ladies and gentlemen. They want to get rid of that in government. Sarah Huckabee, whatever her last name is, she's standing against wokeism, but mostly as it relates to women, and she says it's an attack on women, people that they call birth givers. And it's bigger than an attack on women. It's an attack on everything. It's an attack on real science, biology, physiology. It's an attack on your sensibilities. It's an attack on just normalcy. And that's what they want. That's what these people love to do. God made man and woman. It's an attack on religion, because then you don't get to say that. In the beginning, God created, you know, whatever. They want you to have to rethink everything you've been taught and to reprogram yourself into this crazy ideology. And by the way, I'm only getting started. This whole thing, this particular part of the program is really dedicated to why leftism has to go. Why did I mention earlier Nikki Haley needs to go? Oops, I mentioned her again, but I told you it wouldn't be in the context of the election. She needs to go because she represents that. She doesn't even get it. And people like her, the rhinos, by the way, who are also getting out of here. People are, I want you to consider this. I want you to consider all the things that the Democrats are fighting against, what they have to fight against, and how it goes, it flies in the face of anything reasonable. Wokeism is dying on the vine, and for good reason. It makes no sense whatsoever. It was another money grab, and I want you to consider how much money was made on wokeism. I wrote a book called Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism, and it is really all about wokeism and what the cost is. Multi-trillion dollar business. Think of everything that we've done over the number of genders that we have, all the legislation, the time and energy, the ecosystem involved with pronouns. Businesses telling you you've got, she talks about it's finally reaching the level of state government. Wokeism is as in, it is absolutely infiltrated every aspect of society. Target with the bathrooms. But it's everywhere. I'm working with an organization here locally, and one of the things we're doing is we are eradicating DEI. That's the goal. We have to undo the very nature of Americanism, if you will, the spirit of Americana, which is go out there and go make something happen. Not go make something happen. And, oh, by the way, here's your crutch. Can you imagine we built this nation by saying, well, listen, take your pick, whatever it is that we had to overcome. But we said, no, let us have the rules that make it uneven so we can overcome it that way. People died overcoming things that were harsh realities of life. And the Democrats believe they can prevent that by making things so easy for everybody. I'm using one example of things that we have to fight back against. And why are we fighting so hard as conservatives? I'm giving you the reasons. DEI, CRT, wokeism, all need to go. And the rhinos who support this leftist nonsense all need to go.
With a guy named Mitt Romney. Has anyone ever heard of him? That's not a good thing. Who has run, really, I mean, he's been run out of office, essentially. Remember he was with the mask running down Pennsylvania Avenue with Antifa? I said, this guy's not good. No, he didn't run because he couldn't have had my support. And in Utah, he couldn't have won the race. He could not have won. So he didn't leave very easily, but he left. He's gone.
Think about it. Adam Kinzinger, gone. Liz Cheney, gone. Many more of these rhinos are being chased out with pitchforks. They know they can't win anymore. Trump's victory coming in November is going to signify a changing of the guard in more ways than one, not just with these rhinos, with politics in general. I'm going to ask you again, consider all that the Democrats have to fight this election cycle. They've got to fight corruption. Corruption beyond belief. You've got Hunter Biden, who is in essentially living a lavish lifestyle over knowingly using drugs. Who knows? Was he selling them? To what degree? We know he's committed all kinds of crimes. Let me play this clip. This is a black man that got pardoned by Trump. Listen to him talk about what he did and what they pinned on him, and compare it to what is going on with Hunter Biden, and then ask yourself, what does the black community think about this?
My name is Charles Duke Tanner, and I was sentenced to a double life sentence for my first arrest for a nonviolent drug offense in 2004. I lost all my appeals, and I was denied clemency by the Obama administration. It took 16 plus years before President Trump granted my clemency and allowed me to go home in 2020. I was a part of a broken and unjust system. And now it hurts me to the core to see the same system going after a former president. This is what blacks been going through since day one. If we allow this to happen to the former president, we can only imagine what's going to happen to the rest of the country. Please stand up now if you have a voice, and let's fight against this.
In case you're wondering why I played that clip to explain to you what Donald Trump has done in the black community. You're not going to hear these stories. Did you know that gentleman's name? I have an acquaintance. I wouldn't call him a friend. He was wanting us to make a movie about his life because he would rob banks in order to pay for this school he wanted to set up to teach Shakespeare to young black kids in the inner city. He got arrested. He never got caught robbing banks, but his associates did. And they told on him. So a few years later, the FBI comes, picks him up, shuts his school down, gives him 30 years in prison, and he served like 16 years and got out. And I said, "How'd you get out?" He says, "Trump pardoned me. It was a nonviolent crime. He never brandished a gun or anything. He got out. He just robbed banks." These are the stories you don't hear. You were hearing about them early on when they were accusing Trump of being a racist, and Kim Kardashian brought this up. But now you're starting to see other things, like, for example, Snoop Dogg doing his mea culpa. You didn't hear much about that. What about these on-the-street interviews of blacks in the Bronx and elsewhere, Chicago, saying, Donald Trump the man, man. I'm playing these things not because I'm trying to... this isn't a popularity contest. Oh, I hope I can win over my audience if I can say and, you know, get the right. No, I'm telling you what's happening. More evidence that the Democrats need to be worried, not us. Oh, I know. They're going to regale you with polls and people that can replace Joe Biden or whatever. Let them bring it. I told you earlier, I hope Joe Biden makes it. It means he got away with cheating and all the corruption of his family, but I hope he makes it. Because you know what Trump will do? Trump will bring all that stuff up. And meanwhile, I've said this earlier, do you think Joe Biden's going to get any better in the next few months? You think suddenly he's going to actually really get younger? They're going to dress him up and he's going to look revitalized? They're going to take him to some clinic in Switzerland and suddenly we're going to get the new and improved Joe Biden? Or do you think you're going to get what you get? The old man that trips up the stairs again. The old man who keeps having reporters ask him about Plan B. The old man that's going to continually make mistakes, have brain farts on every single conversation that he has. This is not anecdotal. These are not outliers. This is the way Joe Biden is. And the more the Democrats try to cover for him, how does it make them look? You think, Jim, the Democrats and Joe Biden are going to make themselves look better in the black community? What are they going to do between now and then? Same thing Democrats have been doing before. All talk. We are finally at a point where we can celebrate. When we come back, I'm going to show you some of the most crazy stuff Democrats are doing right now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones. Trump a valuable lesson. Don't mess with the women of America unless you want to get the benefit.
Why is everything so damn expensive? 4 years ago, my rent was $1,200 a month at a luxury apartment complex. It is now $2,100, not even including utilities. I went to the grocery store yesterday, right, and got 3 bags of chips, some ground turkey, and some vegetables, and it was $67! What? My car insurance from 4 years ago until now, with no tickets, no wrecks, no nothing on my driver's record, has gone from $130 to $240 per month! 3 years ago, my electric bill was averaging $45. Now it's averaging $125! You go and get a tank of gas once a week, and you're dropping $70!
I love that guy. He is so animated.
You're dropping $70. I mean,
he is like livid, and rightfully so. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It's funny, when I go to the grocery store, I feel identically the same. I'm indignant. I pick up something and I go, this used to cost $1.50. Now it's like $2.80. What the heck? I mean, and Melissa will be like, oh gosh, they've gone up. Prices have gone up. They've gone up. But go up a little bit. I get it. I remember when gum went from 5 cents to 6 cents or whatever, 10 cents to 11, which is quite a bit, quite frankly. But when things are going up 40, 50% a pop, and the only respite from inflation is, well, it didn't go up quite as much as it did last year. Okay, so if it goes up 30% 1 year, 25% the next year, 20% the next year, and 17% the year after that, and it's suddenly it's double, you know, or 2.5 times the price it originally was, you think you're going to slip that? The question I asked you guys earlier is, consider everything we have to look forward to. What's going to be the thing that breaks the camel's back? The straw. What's going to blow up the biggest first? Because there's too many things for the left to blow up on. And I've given you a lot of them. Is it the border? The border is a huge issue. They claim Biden's going to fix it before the... Okay, fine. What's he going to fix? Are we going to forget about this? How far do we need to go back? Do we need to go back to Afghanistan, where he got 15 or 30, whatever the number of Marines killed? Are we going to go back to that they called the best exit of a, you know, of a country in history? Do we go back to COVID, when they tricked Trump into not using hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and then they embarrassed us? They effectively told the medical community, don't you dare give them the cure when we have all these billions and billions and trillions of dollars we're going to make on the fake cure that's going to kill people and keep people from being able to populate. That's where we are. Where do we go? Do we go back to the stolen election of 2020 and all the things that has led up to that? The FBI lying about having Hunter Biden's laptop? And then Hunter Biden's coming to court on the 28th, and now we get this fake story, this nonsense of, oh, the FBI whistleblower, he was a liar. And we're just finding this out now, right? Pretty convenient, if you ask me. Russian collusion. Oh, who was over that? Well, it turns out the CIA was involved with other countries, and Hillary Clinton was part of it too, along with the DNC. What happened to them? Do we really need to go into the Biden family corruption? You know, the big guy, Tony Bobulinski, now on record saying Joe Biden is the big guy. But no, that's right. We got this new FBI story that we've uncovered where he lied. So let's forget about the bank accounts and the suspicious activity reports and the actual money that was wired to the Bidens, etc. I mean, broken record here. What else? January 6th? You know, the biggest insurrection next to, I don't know, Pearl Harbor and the Civil War, where only one person died and it was at the hands of a Capitol Hill Police Department officer who shot Ashley Babbitt. But yeah, it was the biggest, oh, look at what they did over there, this insurrection, we got to build Fort Pelosi and build this wall around it. But let's not build a wall around the country, let's allow for that invasion, and oh, by the way, while they're here, let's give them money. Let's make it easier. What part of this is you think is going to break? I don't have any idea. I'm just asking. Maybe it'll be the 91 indictments of Trump that everybody knows is nothing but a joke. And now New York City AG, New York AG, Letitia James is threatening to take all of Trump's property. You think that's going to work? Kevin O'Leary commented about it. He said, good luck with that strategy.
Because there's probably a lot who are saying to themselves, I've never falsified my business records. I know what a square foot looks like. I know what I can ask for and what I have the money to support. So I wonder to what extent that really is true. But on the second point, wouldn't there be many companies who would not want to do business or loan money to people like yourself or investors if they know that they can get away with fraud and there's no recourse to protect them?
Excuse me, what fraud? This is not about Trump anymore. When you get a developer, that builds a building and he says it's worth $400 million and he wants to borrow $200 million from a bank, which happens every day, everywhere on earth, including every American city, every developer is an entrepreneur. They shine the light on their building and they say it's worth $400. The bank does its own due diligence, as was done in this case, because they're very good at it. The banks are very good. And they say, no, it's worth $300. We're only going to loan you $150 million. That haggling has gone on for decades. That's how it works. And then in this case, even, the bank that was supposedly defrauded testified and said, we didn't lose anything. We want to do business with this guy again. We'd like to. But the judge said, no. Let's penalize this developer for $355 million. And if we're going to do that, let's penalize all the developers all across America. They've all done the same thing. All of them should go to jail, and we should stop building buildings. That's what the message is from New York. Even the governor herself is concerned about what this looks like to investors all around the world. It's not just U.S. domestic. Around the world, people are talking about what happened here. You really think people want to invest money in New York after this?
I understand that there are legitimate concerns that were raised during the trial and will continue to be raised about who the quote-unquote, who is actually bringing the suit. It wasn't the banks who were saying that we as consumers or unsophisticated feel this way. But Letitia James, the Attorney General, and I know you want to expand beyond Trump, has suggested, well, it's about making the playing field level for those who are not the major and billionaire investors, but for those who are supposed to put business records out there, want to get a loan, the idea of making sure that they have to have the same true statements included as those who have a lot more money. Is there any weight to that for you?
Well, I asked you who lost money, and I make it even clearer. You and I, we're developing a data center together, and I say to you, we can go to New York where this just happened. It's your money now. You're now an investor, and you're taking risk. You're an entrepreneur with me, right beside me. We're together on the deal. Or I can show you Oklahoma, North Dakota, West Virginia, where the governors actually ran businesses. Let's go there, where this never happened before. They have power. They have permits. They've got legislation that's supportive of entrepreneurship. Why would we go to New York? Why take the risk? My only point is, did we just diminish the great state of New York and the great people of New York? And shouldn't they ask for better management so they don't become a flyover state? Remember, New York has the highest taxes in the country, the worst regulatory environment, and it's incredibly mismanaged. And I'm pointing out now, on top of that, you get this insanity. A victimless crime, and forget about Trump. It's not about Trump. I don't care about Trump in this. I care about America, and I care about entrepreneurship, and I care about democracy and the fairness. The judicial system is now being criticized. People are asking themselves, the Bar of New York, is this judge rational to charge $355 million? in a case where no one lost any money? Is that good for the people of New York? Should the people of New York wake up to this and say, what's happening to us? Why is this becoming so perverse? Why are we the focus of this injustice?
So many valid points made by Kevin O'Leary. And here's the worst part. These Peter Principle affirmative action knuckleheads are the people embarrassing New York.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.